Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham. Embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
I'm opening with Roberta Flack and Feel Like Making Love because, you know, there's that line about winter into spring and walking in the park. Although we've been doing enough of walking in the park the last few months because the temperatures have been mild more than one occasion. But the snow this week made me think that spring is hopefully on the way. It will be here before we know it at this point, but come on, late snow, really? I found that as I've gotten older, I'm less of a fan of snow. If you talk to 5-year-old Morgan, and I think that there's actually some home videos of me in the snow, like having a lot of fun, and I know that this is the experience for so many children from coast to coast, wherever it snows. But as I'm getting older, you know, I have to be here at the radio station to do the morning news on those days. And I stay at a hotel down the road, which means that when I get home, assuming things have not been taken care of, sometimes they are, sometimes they're not, I have to dig out. And, you know, I'm tired after staying at the hotel and doing storm coverage and all of that. So in recent years, the whole snow thing has lost its appeal, but that's just me. That's just me. I'm Morgan Cunningham at Spotlight Connecticut, and we are talking about everything that is of interest in Connecticut, happening here in the state from Greenwich to Grifterdale, Salisbury down to Stonington, and everywhere in between. I mean it. If it's happening in Connecticut, we've got it on this talk program. And now for over 100 years, 100 years, that's a long time. I know that our country is not necessarily as old, you know, since 1776 compared to maybe some other nations that have been around much, much longer. But just given the history of our country, over 100 years, that's a third of our country's existence. It's a third. And there's one soda shop in Willimantic, Connecticut called Hosmer Mountain Soda that has been around for over 100 years. And I'm going to be chatting with Bill Potvin. He's the owner. I stopped by there and explored everything that's all about Hosmer's. And he's going to come on and tell us just what the winning formula is, how they've made it 100 years.
This is WTIC in Hartford.
Hi, my name is Sue. I'm from Rocky Hill, and I'm listening to Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
Our guest this week on Spotlight Connecticut is one of the owners at Hosmer Mountain Soda in Willimantic. They distribute sodas throughout eastern Connecticut for the most part. Maybe they do some parts of Rhode Island and some parts west of the river, but it's mostly eastern Connecticut. Bill Potvin's our guest, and I just love his last name because it's French. It means jug of wine, which is just so appropriate because your whole family has been part of the beverage industry now for several decades.
Yes. When I was about 10 or 11, my father bought the company from the previous, the widow of the owner who had passed away around 55 from a heart attack. It was probably on the downward swing then because that was a time when a lot of little bottlers were being pushed out by the the corporate wave that covers all, pretty much all businesses in the country. The old days of independent businesses are kind of in the rearview mirror. But when I was 11, me and my brother John worked with my dad right here in this space we're standing in right now, doing some job that mostly men would do, but we were able to do it and help him out.
You mentioned the spot that we're standing in right now. Why don't you tell the listening audience where in Willimantic you are, how this place came to be? Because this is it's an older building, a lot of history here, and I love the connection to the past.
Yes. Well, we're at 217 Mountain Street, which is right at the base of Hosmer Mountain, which is a geological structure right here that's a full 250 feet tall, by the way. And this was where a spring came out of the mountain, and the company started as a spring water company when there were quite a few mills in the country, I mean in this city, Willimantic. And that would have been in 1912. That's the same year the Titanic went down, by the way. And I remember when we turned 100 years old, which was 2012, I must have said 1,000 times that year that we started in Willimantic the same year the Titanic sank, and we're still afloat.
I love that, Bill. I love that.
Everybody did.
So you have such a sense of humor.
Well, if you get a response like that, a smile or a chuckle, why not run with it? And that was, 11 years ago.
How did you decide to get into the actual business with your family, right? You must have been maybe afraid to take on a business, were you?
Well, I wasn't taking on a business. I was a worker for Dad. There was no process of an option involved. I didn't say, we're not doing it, Dad. They wouldn't feed us.
You had no choice. You got sucked in.
Exactly. It was like a farm family, actually. Just like a farmer, if he has a big family, he's going to take his kids, and they're labor. They're a labor force for him. So that helps in the farm, and it helps the family.
Have you noticed changes in the business? Like, if you could go back to when you were first getting involved in the beverage business with your family and versus today, could you tell us first how it was like back then, what it's like now? Has there been a change?
Yeah, I would say one change would be back when I was a kid, every single young person, every tyke, everybody who was around was looking for their next soda. It was just a man. And even grandmothers would get soda in their house so they could lure their grandchildren in. And that has changed so much. There's many families that are raising their kids without that sweet tooth of the soft drink industry because new information has come out that bathing yourself with sugar is not necessarily a good thing. It's some kind of a negative.
Do me a favor. Tell me about a number of the flavors here. I want to talk about a bunch of them. Let's start with white birch. I understand that's one of your most popular ones. Is that right?
Yes. It's probably the second biggest seller, and it is our signature beverage. We're known for that more than any other flavor. So our root beer was in a big contest out in Minnesota a while back, and they had 89 companies had root beer in the test, and we finished fourth in the country. We've been in other root beer tests as well, and we always finish in the top percentiles. You know, we weren't number one in that test, but being obsessed with number one isn't the answer. It's, are you consistently in the high percentiles across the spectrum? And birch beer, of course, is in New England, it's always clear. And there's something fascinating about that much flavor coming out of something you're drinking that looks exactly like water.
Yeah, it does. It looks like water. I picked up that glass bottle, and I'm like, this is a bottle of water. But it wasn't. It was not at all.
No, there's certain states that have other colors. In Pennsylvania, it's brown. It could be, because it's in the root beer category, by the way. I think probably most, if not all, root beers have some of that flavor in it, which is basically wintergreen. Birch and wintergreen are the same. So that's a foundational product, and it has no color to it itself. So root beers are colored with caramel color, and there's places that use that. And there's also a red birch beer over in New Jersey that's popular. Boylan's company makes that. And So it's the color has nothing to do with the flavor, but that bold flavor, it's either love or hate. There's a few people who don't like it because it's used in the toothpaste industry and the pharmaceutical industry because it's a bold taste that covers a negative taste in something.
Are you using the same recipes that have been used for decades, or do you toy with them, update them over time?
Well, we started with Dad's formulas, but I've taken some of my analytical skill and tried to improve what he had. His soda was always good. I wanted to make it great. So I have enough analytical skills with some scientific background to be able to reverse engineer, is the term, a fancy word for copying. So if we stumbled upon something now, we haven't now for years, but way back when I got back from the corporate job I had, I took it upon myself to try to get every flavor equal to or better than anything you can find in the trade. And that's, I've done that for 40 something years, and so we have a really good product because of tweaking the thing through time.
What is your scientific background? You strike me as a little bit of a mad scientist, maybe.
Well, when I went to high school right here at Wyndham High, it was the first course I took. That was junior year when you got chemistry, and I immediately started getting interested, and I liked it more than anything I had taken. I had a woman teacher, Mrs. Ebner, and she actually allowed us, the people who got into it real heavy, and I had another friend who was with me, and there was another guy. We would go to school after school for special time that she put in to give us little experiments to do. I can remember making soap, all right, with a certain kind of oil.
And soap?
Yeah, okay, and then you boil the stuff, and the foam collects, and then you squeeze the foam together, and you make a bar of Fels naphtha. You know, strong soap, but that's the kind of thing that creates the excitement where you want to do more. And then I went on to take chemistry courses and do pretty well at UConn, too.
And you're still applying it now?
Yeah, it was useful. You know, I mean, it's not high-level science. It's high school science, but it can be useful. I know enough to do how to measure total acidity. I've got a little pH meter, and then, you know, the Brix is a measure of the percent sugar in something. So if you know those things, you got an advantage over just reading the directions on the jug as to how to make strawberry from this extract.
When you're mixing up the sodas and you're getting them ready to bottle, you do that? You do these tests?
No, that's all been done. Now we just follow the cards. And once in a while, it doesn't happen too much, but I still make an occasional tweak, you know. Making a good Diet Cola, for instance, is tough.
You know? Is it? Why is it tough?
It's tough because the chemicals that you use in diet sodas never replicate sugar. So you want to get... first of all, you don't want an aftertaste, and that's hard in itself. So you blend different materials so that you can approach, it's called the sweetness curve, how it's the sweetness starts, peaks, and then fades. You want to try to get that curve replicated by combining a few chemicals. And we do that, and we have a good reputation on our diet soda. Diet sodas have never caught on like they expected them to. Everybody in the industry, the big shots, were thinking that with the aging of the population, nobody needs the calories that people find. And so they expected Diet Coke to dominate the business and kind of take away from regular Coke business and stuff. But it turns out that there's a lot of negative reputation, especially on the internet, about certain ones, like aspartame in particular, has a lot of really bad reputation. So there's people who look at those things as poisons. And those people aren't going to be interested in diet soda. So it's never dominated. It's been very suppressed. But there are still people who figure that if you're diabetic, for instance, the worst thing you can do is drink regular sugared sodas. And if you drink some sugar, a soda that you enjoy a lot and it doesn't have sugar, you're making a good decision, in my estimation.
Let's talk about the bottles.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of history with these bottles. The fact that a lot of these are recycled.
We don't like to recycle our bottles. We reuse our bottles, which is real an old-fashioned thing. But if you're concerned about the earth, reusing anything is way superior to recycling.
I've seen a number of people this afternoon while I've been here at the Hosmer's Mountain store in Willimantic off Mountain Street. I'm speaking with one of the vice presidents, Bill Potvin. And I love that name because it reflects a jug of wine. So anyway, I've seen people coming in this afternoon and they're bringing in used bottles of soda from previous orders, and maybe they're getting some more soda to go. And so what happens next? So they bring the bottles back. What's the next step?
Okay, we store the bottles on pallets, and then when we have a bottle washer, it's called a soaker, and that what it amounts to is a big machine where the dirty bottles go through it, and we can put, it's 12 wide, so somebody who works that thing is taking bottles out of the cases and putting them in there, and they're going in 12 at a time, and then they're soaking in a caustic bath for as much as 15-20 minutes, and then they come out of that bath and they get a whole series of rinses. So we're essentially taking a used bottle that's dirty and turning it into a sterilized new bottle, and they drop out and go over and get filled. Now, we also have a bottle rinser, so when we buy new glass, we don't have to put it through the washer like we did for years and years and years. So the rinser is just a way of using new glass where you don't have to use all that hot water and stuff. And so they both go over to the filler, and then we palletize them, and then we put them on our trucks because we deliver to people as well.
I imagine that that's one heck of a machine that you've got there.
Yeah, it's a pretty big machine. Most of them have been cut up. At one time, it's old technology, so all the Pepsi and Coke bottlers who made soda for the last century were reusing bottles. But probably in the late 40s, early 50s, they decided that they were going to get away from that model because there's a few negatives there. You got more bottles to handle, and they're always trying to eliminate work. So that's one thing. And then there's been a few outrageous things that happened through time. The classic story of something that didn't come out of the Coke bottle, and then somebody freaked out about it and sued them. So lawyers have always told them, get away from that thing. Let's not worry about that. So they made that move, and there were advertisements put into Look and Life magazine that are absolutely amazing to me. One of them was the chicken and the egg thing. It was in Life and Look magazine, two great one-way packages. They showed a bottle of Tab, which was Coca-Cola's diet drink in those days, before Diet Coke. It was sweetened with saccharin, Tab, right next to a chicken breaking out of an egg. Two great one-way packages. So the consumer would look at it and say, oh, just like you don't worry about an eggshell, oh, we can trash the bottle instead of saving it and going back and getting our redemption. So that was the beginning of that move towards the throwaway mentality. And we've stuck with the old model all through these years. I'm pretty proud of that.
You've got two different bottle sizes. I believe that's the 12-ounce over there. You've got the 12-ounce, but these are a little more unusual. They're 28 ounces. Yeah. Is that right?
That bottle right there behind you, the 28-ounce bottle, is kind of an artifact, actually. It's the sales in that bottle are probably represent 10% of our business now, and most of it is in the individual bottle. That has a lot of interesting things backing why it's not popular. I think one of them is that even families, in the old days, the mom would put the soda out on the table, and if it was a bottle of orange, then everybody was going to drink orange. And nowadays, every kid wants his own flavor.
Individuality, yeah. Yeah,
exactly. So now the 12-ounce bottle is the package of that dominates our volume and our profit.
Do you guys have the ability to replace some of these classic bottles, like the 28 ounces, like if you don't get one back? I mean, you get a lot of them back, but I'm sure some don't make it.
That brings up a very ugly story that we can't get any more 28-ounce anymore. Believe me, I when I called and tried to get the next load, a trailer load, we've been working on the last trailer load for several years, and it's getting down to the end. And when I asked to order them, they said, we retired the mold. I said, retired the mold? What would it take to unretire the mold? Now, think of this. We bought one trailer load for 4, 5, 6 years. They said, well, they make six trailer loads a day, and they'd want to run the bottle for the week. So, i.e., they retired the mold, and it's out of our realm. So we'll never, unless we did something like look across the globe and find out that in China they still have a bottle that's like this, it's history.
It seems to me the winning recipe at Hosmer Mountain Soda is not necessarily the ingredients, it's not necessarily the taste of the soda, although that's definitely part of it, obviously, duh, but it's the commitment. It's the local ownership. It's the connection to the community that has kept Hosmer Mountain Soda going since the early 1900s, serving the Willimantic community. Our guest this week is Bill Potvin. Bill is going to hold on. We're going to hit the pause button, and we're going to come back with Bill and talk a little bit more about Hosmer's history on Spotlight Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham. Spotlight.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Like Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
Again with the warm thoughts. I'm sorry, everybody, because it's not summer yet. But hey, it will be here before we know it. Jerry Keller, Here Comes Summer, getting us back into the program. All right, so why did I pick that other than the fact that we're trying to think of some warm thoughts here this week on Spotlight Connecticut after the recent winter weather that we all experienced? Well, I've got to laugh because we're talking this week on Spotlight Connecticut with Bill Potvin. He is the owner, and he's been kind of the brains behind Hosmer Mountain Soda the last few decades. They've been around for over 100 years. He hasn't been there since day one, but he's been a very integral part in recent history of Hosmer Mountain Soda, and that's what we're talking about this week. But when I walked into Hosmer's, and I'm going there to meet with Bill, and I'm waiting for him. He was a few minutes late. He comes in. And I was a few minutes early, so hey, it all works out. But, you know, he comes in, and he says, "You must be Morgan Cunningham." I said, "Yes, that's me." I said, "Are you Bill?" He says, "Yeah, and can I ask you something?" I said, "What?" He says, are you the guy that used to do that oldies music show in Eastern Connecticut? So, you know, I got thinking of a number of the songs I used to play in those days, and Here Comes Summer by Jerry Keller was one of them. But it's been years since I've done that program, and I only did it once a week. And here this guy is, he's coming and saying, yeah, I remember you. You did all those shows with all the old music. I liked that. I'm like, oh, well, thank you so much. So, Bill, that one's for you. We'll dedicate that to you. Here Comes Summer, Jerry Keller. And I do hate to do it. We've got a break. But when we get back, more about Hosmer Mountain Soda on WTIC News Talk 1080.
This is WTIC in Hartford.
Hi, I'm Bill in Plainville, and I'm listening to Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
Let's talk about the business model here at Hosmer's Mountain, because you guys have partnerships with restaurants and other businesses, mostly across Eastern Connecticut, maybe some other parts of the state, I imagine, but it's largely focused on Eastern Connecticut.
It is.
A little bit of Rhode Island, too, maybe?
Not too much, but we do have one distributor that goes into Rhode Island. Our own trucks don't go that far. Our own truck—we still self-distribute in Northeast Connecticut, which that involves some of the old towns like Putnam, Danielson, and we still do some home delivery too. But I would say a good part of our business now is restaurants that like to have a local product. We're very fortunate. There's been a trend towards more appreciation for local. Thank God.
You mentioned home delivery. Really?
I think home delivery got us through years and years when we were the only people that would do that. We had probably, I'm guessing, we had as many as 1,800 customers that we would call up every other week, usually every other week, a telephone call, what would you like this week type of thing. And the other little bottlers who were still going on, they did the same thing. So it was a little model that it was a niche that you had to yourself. The big people weren't going to do anything. My dad had written on his step vans, which he had then. We don't have the step van type of truck. But the slogan back then in around 1962 was delivered to your door for less than a store. I.e., we were bringing soda to somebody's house for less than they would pay at the market. Which when you think about that, you'll say, how can a company pay for the gas and a driver and everything and save somebody some money on top of it? That was a mistake in a way, because he should have been getting a premium for that level of service, really. And we would mix a case, too. You could get a case with different flavors in it. So, but it was something that it's faded a little bit, but we still have people who are loyal users under that system. It's not like a milkman where you bring something automatically. You want to make sure somebody approves of the delivery and they can change their order each time. We still do that.
You have a guy that does the deliveries or somebody that drives the truck around the state every day or every few days?
Yeah, we have two or three trucks, and we do our routes regularly. They're called from here in this store, 217 Mountain Street, Willie, and we have another store in Manchester, the Hosmer Mountain Soda Shack, that he calls the routes that were out a little further away. We go as far as Enfield, Suffield, and Vernon, Manchester, all out that way, come out of the Manchester store.
Yeah, shout out to the Manchester CJ's restaurant, because that's what ended up leading me to here. I've known about you guys forever, and I've been doing this talk show now for a few months. I went to CJ's, and I was there with my mom. We were getting lunch, and I said, oh, I'll have a Hosmer's. And as I'm drinking it, I said, wait a second. I ought to have them on the talk show. So here we are talking about Hosmer Mountain Soda in Willimantic, serving Eastern Connecticut. I love how you guys have a lot of paper systems, right? There's something old school. You break out the binder. I see it in the office there. You've got your client list. You've got your information. Talk about the system, how you guys keep this place organized.
Well, we're a small business, so we still do things that are, I would call them, somewhat comforting to the consumer. When somebody calls Hosmer, you don't go through all that crazy stuff. A person calls up Hosmer Mountain, can I help you? We return calls. Everybody who has some kind of a problem or a curiosity or, you know, we get calls like, is this stuff in the product? For instance, somebody who's got celiac disease.
So gluten.
Yeah, gluten. Yeah, is your soda gluten free? So I get a note from the the clerk might leave little notes, and I'll call back personally and you know, tell them that we don't use gluten. You know, there's no reason to have gluten in a soda, you know. So those are the kind of things that small business does that are nice to the consumer, where you actually get some attention. We care. You always care, because when you're a small company, it's easy to care when every customer is a significant part of your business. Whereas if you're pounding out multiple million dollars, one customer, you can shed it without any pain at all. And generally, I try not to think that way.
What do you hear from businesses that partner with you guys?
We also sell syrup to restaurants. So, for instance, probably our biggest customer is Bear's Smokehouse. Jamie McDonald was a person who was in the barbecue business out in, I think it was Kansas City. When he came to the East here, it didn't take him too long to find out that there was this company that makes a variety of real tasty soda. And so he decided to call us and ask us if we were willing to extend our business. And we were in the syrup business already, but we latched onto his account. And who would have known? He's got contracts with UConn. He's a very promoter of,
he's all over the place.
Yeah, and so he has Front Street, which is where UConn moved their West Hartford school, so there's a lot of people down there. And he's got a big one up near the airport in Windsor, and they use a lot of syrup, you know, a big cup of syrup with free refills. And sometimes people who go to barbecue places, they're not a calorie conscious, you know. They're looking for a tasty meal, you know.
Right, they're going to the sporting event, they want their tasty meal. So this syrup, it's not pancake syrup, we're talking about soda syrup.
Yeah, it's the same syrup that would go into a bottle. When you make soda, there's one part of that syrup with five parts of carbonated water. That's how we bottle it. Those machines that you go to McDonald's or any, that dispenser does the same thing as a bottling machine. It'll take one little line with a squirt of a certain flavor that you selected, and five parts of carbonated water will mix right in the cup. So it's the same identical process. So we can take our syrup for any flavor, put it into a box of syrup, a plastic bag and a corrugated box, and then deliver it to a restaurant, and then and we got a pretty good price advantage over the big guys, so we can save restaurants a lot of money. We're not installing any more equipment because me and my brothers are going through our 70s, so we're not thinking the same way we thought when we were 30. Let's leave it at that.
Our guest this week on Spotlight Connecticut is a great guy, Bill Potvin. He is a vice president here at Hosmer Mountain Soda in Willimantic, which is where I am. I'm in the store right now, the retail store. Give me some numbers, right? So when you're making a run of soda, about how many bottles do you make? How many different flavors? Is it one flavor a day? You make 1,000 bottles. How much syrup you go through? I'm curious.
That's a good question. There's a minimum. My brother, who's the president and the general manager, the bottler, he's always been very, we've had difficulties over the time because I want to learn something, especially in the days when I was trying to improve the product. If you made a batch of soda that lasted 3 or 4 months, then I couldn't, if I realized I had to make another tweak on it, I'd have to wait. So I was always encouraging small runs, but he won't make any run now that's less than 2 pallets. 130 cases is the minimum. So in a given day, if we're making 3 or 4 flavors of that level, we can make 3 or 4 of those in a day. Some of our bigger sellers, you would never make that size batch of root beer, for instance, our number one seller. So we would make a batch of 450 cases of root beer at a clip. So that would take 2/3 of a day. You might be able to make one of them and another batch of a smaller one in per day. So the size of the batch has a lot to do with efficiency, and you know, and that's related to your profit. So if you're forced to make small batches all the time, it's harder to make a living.
Are you doing those every day or every few days?
The number of days we bottle right now, of course, you're talking to me in February? Yeah, this is the midwinter. So we've been bottling 2 days a week now. That's all we need to do.
Is it different in the summer?
Yeah, then you're bottling 4 days a week.
Why in the summer? Why is it more popular then? Because of the gatherings?
More thirst, I think. People are more dehydrated. They're more active. So definitely there's more need for liquids and stuff. And soft drinks fit right in there. So there's always been that seasonal variety. Not only that, but we do business with seasonal accounts, you know, campgrounds, seasonal kind of business that are closed for the winter months. So that's going to slow you down too. So between those two things, it's a very seasonal type of business.
What's next for you guys?
Getting out. We've been for sale for a long time. We know that we couldn't do this forever, and we've known that there's not another generation. Out of the four brothers who ran this for probably 40 years, me and my three other brothers, one of us has passed away, John, and now there's three of us. I didn't have children, and my brother Chuck didn't. So John and Andy did have children, but they never had any interest in getting in because, number one, they saw us working 60 hours a week, and they knew that we weren't making an awful lot of money. You know, we drive older cars, we own our own houses and stuff, but it doesn't look like the model that a young person would say, I can't wait to get into that. And that's what happens with things like that. And you see that in farming too. You know, they see a farmer, their dad working so hard, and they're land rich and money poor, so they might sell some land periodically to a developer to make things come out. And so, you know, it's not people climbing on top of each other to see who's going to get control of the farm. And I think that's a little bit of our experience too.
If you're looking for a buyer, what are you looking for in that person?
My personal thing is I would like to have a buyer that has a historic mind, that appreciates the reputation we've built and doesn't want to just destroy that and say, wow, I love the formulas, I think I'll take the formulas, get a hold of the company, and then shut down what they do and take it to California and make some real money. That type of thing. A venture capitalist type of person, personally, I wouldn't have any interest in passing it on to that type of. I'd rather have a person that can at least continue the legacy that we've developed through the years, where people appreciate who we are.
Have you found that person yet?
We think so.
You think so?
We do. Yeah, we have a local guy that's in the area that's already done something very positive with another rundown little place, and he's got the money and the energy and ability to do that kind of a thing. So we've been talking a little bit, and I'm hoping that that's the one that does it. My brothers, I'm not sure that they would value that as opposed to somebody who's going to pay 50% more. So yeah, if you're just thinking money, then you want to get the top dollar. If you're thinking maintaining our legacy and stuff, then you might let something like go. I would vote for that.
Last question, and I want it to be a fun one. Can you pick a favorite flavor, and what is it?
I think that one of the best tasting things we make, believe it or not, is called Red Lightning. It's a energy drink that's not dangerous. Most of the energy drinks are loaded with caffeine, and there's been problems. Sometimes you get these young males that hang around convenience stores. They dare each other to drink three Monsters, and they chug them down, and they're on the ground with a heart palpitation and emergency room visit. So when I made the one we did, I asked the chemist who had the pharmaceutical blend to make it, can you get the caffeine down? So our energy drink is similar to Coke and Pepsi. It's about 5-10% less caffeine. So it couldn't happen where we have that kind of a call saying, there's somebody in the hospital you put in there. That I don't need. But it's a wonderful, tasty drink. It's got a wonderful flavor. I say, does it remind you of a fruit roll-up? And people, yeah, that tastes like a fruit roll-up.
You know what else I love? I think that it's so fun. You've got a sarsaparilla. You've got something called Lime Ricky.
Yes, Lime Ricky is an old-fashioned soda that probably was designed as a mixer. It's quite tart. It's got a nice lime flavor to it, a nice aroma, and it's a little bit sour. We have another lime, the regular lemon and lime, that's a deeper green, and all bottlers in the old days had a lemon and lime. You had to have the color you know, we're a retro company, so we try to make products that are bold, bright, flavorful, and bring back the good old days. That's what we're trying to do here. And Lime Ricky has got a following. It's, you could put gin or vodka in it, or you can drink it plain.
Bill, I've loved our conversation. Is there anything that we didn't get to?
Yeah, I would like to mention the fact that just the same trend that occurred in the beer business, where all of a sudden you got people who are not necessarily allegiant to Budweiser and Miller. The microbrews that are around, and we have quite a few microbrew companies that draw people to their place, and they carry our soda too, cause some of the kids that are coming with them can have a root beer or a lemonade or something like that at the place. So, you know, I don't know if I can name them, but I bet there's at least a dozen microbrews that carry our product. And that's a good match right there. You know, it's another business that's non-corporate, and that's what I like.
It really was something to just feel those bottles. There's something about holding a glass soda bottle that is so cool. Hosmer Mountain Soda, Bill, thank you for coming on Spotlight Connecticut. He's definitely changing the world one drink at a time.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham. Embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.